Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Now, Kimmel's show was suspended by Disney last Wednesday, but despite Kimmel's return, some ABC affiliates owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group and Nexstar Media Group are still preempting the show. And Jimmy Kimmel went on to thank Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, Clay Travis, Senator Ted Cruz for supporting him during his suspension. He said that he thanks the people who support a show, but most of all, thanks the people who don't support a show, but support his right to have one. So I think if you weren't expecting an apology or any reflection from Jimmy Kimmel...
He didn't apologize.
No, not really at all.
No, he didn't. And he dehumanized Charlie Kirk. He did not care. I want to play you what he originally said. And this is what, look, when you have so dehumanized the right, this Jimmy Kimmel has not had a right-wing guest on but one in the last 3 years. When you have so dehumanized the right for night after night after night, and you've had to use lies to do it, when your talking points come directly from Chuck Schumer, the head of the Democrat Party, whose office prepares them for you, as is the case with Jimmy Kimmel. You can Google that. Daily Beast, of all people, broke that left-wing publication, that Schumer literally hands him talking points for the show. And you have so dehumanized people to the point, you write something like that, you see that on the teleprompter, you read that, a man is dead. He's dead. And there's nothing that goes off in your brain says, maybe I shouldn't say that. Why? Because you think of us, more than half the country, as less than human. Less than. And that's why you say a thing like this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Serious question. Did Chuck Schumer write that?
No.
We've caught him writing your talking points in the past. Did the DNC write that? You come up with that yourself. He didn't apologize. It was the decent thing to do for Erica Kirk, for the children who will one day read about this. It was what a decent human being does. He's in tears there. Yeah. Because he doesn't want to lose his career. That's what he's crying about. But Lee, this guy is the head anchor at CNN, their chief correspondent, Jake Tapper, yesterday, in a jaw-dropping statement that all I can figure is he's either such a compulsive liar that he doesn't know he's lying. You know how compulsive liars are? Or, and a person like that should never be, the chief correspondent or anchor for a station that does news, okay?
A bit problematic.
Or... he's mocking us. I can't figure out which Jake Tapper is doing here on Seth Meyers.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. Does his life
networks are allowed to cancel show
2020?
Yeah.
Headline, Associated Press. Zuckerberg says the White House pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. That was true. He missed that? How do you miss that? I mean, there was this huge Joe Rogan interview. Zuckerberg went on. It was news for like 2 days. Is he mocking us? Is what he means is, Lee, there is what Jake Tapper's really saying is, oh, when you guys were telling the truth, yeah, stuff you guys say doesn't count as censorship because you're less than human. You know, like Charlie Kirk. Less than human.
Well, and he's factually incorrect because the federal government did not take any action against Kimmel or the network.
No, and that comes from Nexstar, who put out a statement through their spokesperson. I can't repeat this enough time. And I want to keep repeating because my liberal trolls, who are really dogging me here lately, I think your media hasn't told you this. Nexstar put out a statement by their spokesperson, said point blank, we were not influenced in this by the federal government in any way. We were not influenced by the FCC. We had no contact with them. We did not do this because of the federal government. Yes, when you are attacking a man who has just died, a person, Lee, by the way, for Jake Tapper to say this cancellation of the show for like 2 days or something is the worst free speech attack in American history? No. Charlie Kirk's dead body is the worst free speech attack in American history. He's dead. You don't get to come back 2 days later from that. And he's dead at the hands of a left-wing gunman. And when Jake Tapper goes out there and he says this, he is egging on the next gunman who now thinks they are living through a dictatorship, the worst ever.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That primes the next shooter. Oh, wow, you're living through the worst. Oh, the worst of the dictatorship. And it's a lie. It's a total. If only the worst free speech infringement that had ever happened is that Jimmy Kimmel doesn't get to tell lies, according to the executives, not the government. That would be wonderful because I'd still have my original YouTube account.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But that was taken from me by the Biden administration, which broke the sentiment. And I couldn't help but wonder, Lee, if the folks at Google, even though they lean left, took a look at this, all these lies, Jake Tapper lying like this, the Democrats just in the throes of pretending they're living through a censorship dictatorship. And went, wait, these are the same Democrats that made us censor.
Yes.
Threatened us, like they threatened Zuckerberg, we're going to investigate you, we're going to prosecute you, or you better censor for us. Watch the Democrats pretend they are censorship victims, and this is the worst act of censorship ever, and just lost their minds. Just lost their damn minds and went, we give up. We quit. I mean, for them to come back and say, not only did we censor, but to say we censored for Biden, Biden made us. And by the way, we're giving back YouTube accounts of people who said true things. They even admit what we said was true. I feel so vindicated this morning. How many times have I sat in this chair and said that I lost those two accounts? The things that I got strikes for were true. That was the heartbreaking thing. And it was COVID. It was me. This was me. I feel like I'm finally vindicated. Like someone who's been looking at a UFO land in the backyard for like years now. And somebody finds, oh yeah, that's a UFO. Oh yeah, yeah, you did. You said true things. You lost your account. Finally, YouTube admits it. And that's Google owns it. And for Zucker, for Tapper to ignore that, to debase that. What he's saying is, oh, what you guys were doing wasn't free speech. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
You deserve to be canceled. Doesn't count as free speech. Now, but if Jimmy Kimmel has to miss a couple days, now that's an atrocity. I mean, what will Chuck Schumer do if he can't get his talking points out via Jimmy Kimmel?
For saying something that was false.
Was false. I know. What happened to the days when media would expect to be fired for something like that? I mean, First Amendment covers lies, but still. Just, wow. Coming up on the show, here's the great irony of this. And Matt Taibbi points this out, a person who's also been censored. All the true reporters have been censored. People who report true things about the government, they've all been censored. Alex Berenson's a former New York Times reporter, but despite that, has gone out on his own and was one of the first, if not the first, but I'm saying one of the first to be safe, to break the fact that the COVID shot did not stop COVID, a revolutionary get for a journalist. He should have a Pulitzer for it. Instead, he got canceled by the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Headline, as Jimmy Kimmel becomes a speech icon, which is a flippin' joke, Alex Berenson fights on alone. The Biden administration and the drug companies took his X account from him for telling the truth about the shot. As imperious talk show host talking about Jimmy Kimmel won the love of Hollywood and the ACLU, speech defenders need to recognize Alex Berenson. He's still fighting his lawsuit against the Biden administration for damages because they took his account for getting that story right.
And his story was that the shot was not effective, right?
Yeah.
And as you've heard me say here many times, every family member I have that took that shot got COVID. Every single one. Some of them multiple times.
Taibbi writes, Berenson's problems stem from being too accurate about the mRNA COVID vaccines, about everything from studies showing surprising inefficacy to potential links to myocarditis, that's heart damage, that even Biden's CDC eventually acknowledged, and he's got all of the links to it. If you want to read it, it's on Matt Taibbi's Substack. So my liberal trolls, I would encourage you to go today and read Matt Taibbi. He's one of you. He is a liberal, and he will let you know of the horrors of actual repression and free speech crushing by the Biden administration. Jimmy Kimmel knows nothing about any of that, and neither does Jake Tapper.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.